modern smoker.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. So pleased to be joined by Ellen Ratner. There's a lady who's a true insider from Talk Radio News. Ellen, today was a sad day in a sense in Newtown, Connecticut. People were honking horns and symbolizing what happened at the elementary school, Sandy Hook. And the president had a press conference, a press event anyway, to symbolize his push still for the gun legislation. What more could you flush out for us on that?
He's given up, I think, on the assault weapons ban, although Dianne Feinstein said that she has not. But it doesn't look like that is going to go anywhere. So now he has to go where the polling is basically taking him. And the polling is taking him that most people, 90% of gun owners, do not disagree with background checks. Now, what's so fascinating is that I did the numbers. I looked at, the Internet's great for that. I can't believe I started in radio before that. But there are 32,000 deaths, depending on the year, from gunshot. Either self-inflicted murder, accidental, or unclear what it is. Yeah. They're about the same, give or take, one way or the other, in both statistics, for car accidents. Now, if you own a car, you need a driver's license, and you have to pass a driver's test. Why don't you have to do that for a gun?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make you wonder. That's what we talk about, that wouldn't that be safer for everyone anyway?
Of course.
Yeah.
And if you could prevent 300 deaths a year from accidents.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Even if you got it down on number, that's 150 people that somebody doesn't have a brother, a sister, a parent, something.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think anything goes through with any of the gun legislation? Because, it's got multifaceted tentacles.
Oh, wow. I'm having enough trouble trying to predict the Supreme Court case.
Well, there you go. We didn't even ask you about that. Because Tuesday, Wednesday, or arguments, we're not going to know anything until really June. What's your prediction on either one?
Well, I'm a bad predictor, but I'm going to say that number one, the first court case, Proposition 8, goes actually back to California.
Mm-hmm.
Or goes to the lower court because they're going to say they didn't have standing, meaning that, they don't have a right to bring this case. And the second case, I think they knock out part of DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, as unconstitutional, because it is.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree with you. The other one gets kicked back to California, and I believe that's what happens, too. I'd be surprised if it didn't. Let's switch gears and jump overseas, in a sense. B-2 bombers in South Korea, China, yesterday going past territorial waters near Malaysia. There's a lot of chaos there, and, of course, all the nonsense with North Korea.
There's a ton of chaos, and, of course, North Korea has, apparently this guy watches video games all the time, Kim Jong-un, and so he's really bought into this quite a bit in a big way, that he can somehow, play his video game on the United States and go after Guam. I mean, he'll be squashed like a bug if he does. But, he obviously doesn't think so. People get delusional, and leaders get delusional.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. Obama and the budget. Yeah, everybody keeps harping about when we're going to get a budget, when we're going to get a budget, and now I guess we have a date?
Well, the question is, when are we going to get a budget? And that is a huge question. But we do have an answer. By law, it's supposed to be in tow on the first week in February. The Obama people said they don't want to put a budget in that is going to be dead on arrival. They want it to be a real working document, which means probably behind the scenes he's been talking to some swing-type Republicans. And so they say that his budget is going to be a real budget.
April 10th,
that very same night, he is having dinners with Republican members of Congress, They said that this was not planned to be the same day that they gave out the budget. It just happened that way.
There you go. Ellen Ratner, have a great holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye, Ellen. All right, so you heard Ellen talking there about, you know, the situation in Korea and the fact that, and obviously the son has lost it completely, or just has a diluted idea of his importance as far as the situation and the situation against the United States and others is concerned, and the sanctions that are obviously fueling what has led to his, you know, his turnaround, saying that he's got the rockets ready to go and he's ready to go after the U.S., which is just a crazy statement. Who knows what becomes of this? It's probably just more rhetoric, but the U.S. is saying, dial it down, baby. You got to put those rockets out. But they say their rockets are on standby. So watch this through, you know, a weekend and probably into another week, and, you know, see what we see what happens along the demilitarized zone. And you think of the troops that have been there forever and a day, and how we went through his father's leadership, now we're going through the kooky son, and why we constantly put up with this, with some of the nonsense that that you deal with the people in power in North Korea, with the human rights violations and what they do over there, and you know what we see from a few of the other world leaders that we continue to just put up with too, like Ahmadinejad. But Iran's a little bit different from a North Korea. However, in the scheme of things, when you have a voluntary military and we're looking at a world picture, a world view, is it better? Is a pullback better? It's like Ron Paul, the former congressman, would say, you know, why do we have troops in some of these areas? Why don't we pull them out? Why do we have them there in the first place? Why are we continuing to support some areas that we shouldn't be supporting? And is it because, you know, we're the world's cop? Should we still be the world's cop? Do we need to be to flex our muscle? And if we let the net down, what would that do? Would massive chaos be created as a result of that? The fact that there's always that threat that the United States will rally and come in, does that somehow keep, for lack of a better way to describe it, a little more sophomoric, but keep the bad guys at bay? Or, nah, that's not going to matter into the future. I think it's not going to matter into the future. I think 10 years from now, 5 years from now, things are going to look very, very, very different, my friend. I mean, especially when we talk about the currency situation, you see what happened in Cyprus, and of course what we saw in Greece. That's what's going on there will seem like child's play compared to what ultimately, I believe, will happen in the United States. Not tomorrow, not next week, not a year from now, but maybe 4 years from now, maybe 6 years from now. That's that whole term that people are throwing around, diversification, having enough food supplies and that kind of stuff. You know, it's not a kooky idea anymore. It's not the doomsday sayers. It's really something that you have to think about when you look at the world view of what's happening. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of being prepared, Mike Bonacorsi joins us a couple of times a month to talk about being ready for retirement, even if you're 30 years old. And he really does have some awesome advice. Michael B. in the wings. He's coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Tonight, each and every month, we have Mike Bonacorsi, my pal, on a couple of times a month. You know, really, it's great to have him on, and so many of you have responded to Mike. He's got a book out called Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing Your Future. I mean, he's got all kinds of credentials. Probably his wall, he's had to redo it a few times since he has all these certified financial planner certificates and everything else. And plus, he's a runner, so who knows? Eventually, he's going to have some trophies up there somehow mounted. Mike, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Always great to be on the show.
Now, do you get, like, if you just participate in a run and you finish, you still get the T-shirt and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. That's why I run, is for the T-shirt. I'll never be competitive, but I just run for the T-shirt.
I run for the T-shirt.
Yeah, the T-shirt and the free food at the end of the race.
I love that. Oh, I love that. See, so there's no way you're ever retiring. There's no way I'm ever retiring. But for regular people out there,
yeah,
like a lot of my pals who are older than me, I have friends that are younger, friends that are older, and friends that are the same age. And so one of them, in a conversation we recently have, who's just a little bit older, is complaining about work, and he keeps talking about retiring. And he has the fortune because he had a government job when he was 18, when he got out of high school, boom, went right to work for the government when it was still decent. And so he could do that. But what are some of the things that he needs to think about before he makes the move?
You know, Kate, I don't know how many times a week the thought either passes through my head, even though I don't ever plan on retiring, the thought always goes through my head when I get into a rough patch, or somebody comes to my office and says, can I retire? I've had it. I'm ready to move on. And, it's a tough decision. For everybody, it's going to be a different reason. But I always think that there's a few things, if you're thinking about it, you think it might be coming up, I think there's a few things you really need to do to sit down and prepare for it. One of the first things is really sit down and talk to your spouse, your partner, whoever it is you're going to spend the next 20, 30 years with. It's important that you communicate this to them. And you know, it might sound like a real simple, you know, no-brainer, but still, there are people that make these decisions on their own, that come in and say, hey, you know, I'm leaving work in a couple of weeks, and that's it. I made my mind up. I mean, really, you got to sit down, have this discussion with your spouse. The next thing is, I think is important, is really understand or think about why you want to retire at this time. What's the trigger? What is it that's making you think that way? Is it really an emotional response to something that's going on at work? Maybe you're in a bad stretch. Is it stress? Is it frustration? Are you just bored with what you're doing? Maybe it isn't retirement that you're talking about, but maybe it's a change. So I think it's important that you identify that. The next thing I think is important when you have this conversation with your spouse is to say, you know, what are we going to do with the time now? My work has taken up 40 hours a week for X amount of years. Now I'm going to have this time available. What is it I'm going to do with this time? How are we going to spend this time?
Yeah.
What's important to us to accomplish during this next segment of our life? What are our priorities? And, I mean, there's so many things. You know, work gives us security. It gives us a paycheck. It gives us some benefits along the way that, you know, can maybe offer a bit of security. But it also provides us with a lot of other non-tangibles. It gives you that sense of accomplishment as you go in. It creates that habit. That ritual that you have every day becomes a habit. It's tough to break. We have friendships at work. So it isn't really just about the money that you're walking away from, but there's a lot of other things that come from working, that come from our careers out there. And some of these needs may have to be replaced along with the money.
Boy, that's so true. Sometimes you see people, and I'm sure you've seen it with clients, where they retire and then they unretire. They go back and do something else because they really don't enjoy it.
Absolutely. It happens. It happens all the time. A friend of mine years ago had a construction company, sold it to his nephew, retired for a few years, decided he was going to travel the United States in his camper, lasted about 3 months, came back and went back to work for his nephew, who he had originally sold the business to.
That's funny. Yeah, and I've heard similar stories, too. I had a friend who was lucky, did well, retired. He's, you know, 70-something now. He retired when he hit 50 because he was an accountant and, like I said, had a good company. And then he decided, it's funny, to do the same thing, get in a camper with his wife, go cruise around. And they realized, Mike, and this is interesting, that the money wasn't as much as they thought, and it panicked him, and he went back to work. And that's my next question. What about finances? What are the main things that you consider, the areas of consideration?
Yeah, you know, and finances are funny, and this goes back to work. You know, we always talk about what do we have when we retire? What do we have accumulated when we retire for our resources? But I started talking to people from a different angle lately. As they're getting ready for retirement, I asked them, what resources are you leaving behind? And how will you replace these resources? And when we start talking about, you know, the idea of health benefits, health insurance, the possibility of the steady income, the paycheck, things like this, people are really taking another look at it. But certainly you're going to have to find a way to replace these benefits along the way. If you aren't old enough for Medicare, you may have to get some type of gap insurance to cover you in between. You're going to have to replace the income you've lost, and you may be forced, depending on how good your resources are, you may be forced to live on a lower income than you used to. You've got to understand the options that are available to you from your pension plan. You've got to understand the options that are available to you from Social Security. How are you going to take your money out of your withdraw it from your retirement plans? You know, you want to be tax efficient. You don't want to give too much to Uncle Sam, although I know he can use it. you want to be careful as you draw your money down. It's got to last a long time. And you also have to think about the people that depend on you. And this becomes really, really critical, because sometimes what might seem to be the best option, like the bigger pension payout, it could be the worst option, because typically that doesn't help the surviving spouse. If your spouse also survives you, it doesn't necessarily leave a benefit for that person. So you've got to be careful as you make these decisions.
Yeah, do you find that sometimes people also are really panicked about that? Are they starting to wake up and realize it and not just automatically thinking it will be okay?
Oh yeah. More and more. You know, there's the initial response and I can make it. And then as they sit down and they start looking at some of the numbers out there, they really start to second think and say, you know, something. Maybe my idea of retirement isn't retirement. Maybe it isn't retirement that I'm looking for. Maybe I'm just looking for a change.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a question here from Big Al. He's listening to us in Canada, and he says, tell Mike I said, yo. I love it when they say that to you. That's become like a little cult thing. I think three people have said that.
Yeah, tell him, right.
I said, yo. But they just assume that's how everybody talks. And he says that, and he says, you know, my question is, what if you had to withdraw a bunch of money because somebody had an illness, and now you're trying to build back up your retirement account? Would you suggest just working as much as you can and putting away as much as you can in those accounts?
Yeah, that's the if something like that happens, if there's some type of a catastrophic situation where you have to draw down a large amount of money, unfortunately, you've got to go into your retirement accounts. Really, the best thing is to maybe watch what you're spending, watch your finances to load it back up as quickly as possible. I think that's going to be the best bet, and take advantage of doing as much as you can. If your employer matches your contribution in any way, don't leave any money on the table. That's the biggest mistake that people make, is they leave money on the table because they don't put in at least the maximum that their employer will sponsor, and you're walking away from any of this. So, yeah, load up on your retirement plans. I like the idea, you know, 401ks are funny products. They aren't necessarily great places to invest money simply because of the investments. There's a limited number of investment options out there. But I think what 401ks really shine with people. And the other thing is, just to go back, a lot of people, when they're making their 401k decisions, they really aren't knowledgeable as they make these decisions. So they kind of, you know, look at the guy next to them and say, what did you do? What choices did you make?
Yeah.
And I'll do the same. But the real thing I think the 401k offer is a disciplined way of saving money. Once you have that money coming out of your paycheck every week, or you're used to it, you get used to living without it, and you have that discipline, and that's what helps you make money.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff, Michael, as always. Retirement readiness, you may be one of our lucky winners tonight. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Okay, take care, Kate. Stay warm.
Thanks. You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric,
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Coming up, we're going to head to the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we do that, did you know Florida Gulf Coast, the darling of the Sweet 16, struggling to pay for these trips? You know, when you're Cinderella, you can't really afford the fancy dress, right, so to speak. They talk about traveling to the games, and they were worried what a big money loser that would be. But now it looks like they're breaking even. The Florida Gulf Coast Athletic Director, Ken Kavanaugh, is saying that, you know, the NCAA pays for travel on the team charter for up to 75 people, but that can only include essential members of the team, the cheerleaders, the team travel party, the cheerleaders, a mascot, the band. They had to pay for passengers, spouses, kids of the coaches, and that was $836 for a round trip to and from Philadelphia, where they beat Georgetown and San Diego State. Then they had to pay for the transportation to and from the airport. The NCAA will only pay that if the tournament site or the distance from the school to the airport is more than 25 miles away. So now they're in Texas, as they're playing in Texas, and they've got a huge game with the Gators. So the Gators playing who? Florida Gulf Coast University? And the NCAA tournament teams don't come out ahead in their travel expenses, as CBS pays an average of $771 million a year for the television rights, but that doesn't trickle down. So what kind of stipend are they getting? And here's the thing. If you're a big school like a Kentucky, a powerhouse, of course, you get, it's huge. You know, they get $200,000. They have they can spend the money. They have a big budget. They have merchandise sales that bring in almost $2 million, crazy amounts of money. But a Florida Gulf Coast is not going to do that. So unless all the old people in Fort Myers are wearing the T-shirts and the hats and all that stuff, it won't add up to enough. Every game a school plays up until the final is worth $1.47 million to the conference. That's paid out over the next 6 years. So some of the smaller conferences reward the school, making the tournament with a kind of a disproportionate share. But the FGCU Eagles will split their earnings. Sounds like a lottery ticket dilemma to me. So far, you know what they've won? $4.41 million. Wow, that's equal with the teams in the Atlantic Sun Conference, and the conference has provided $15,000 a subsidy to Florida Gulf Coast for each game it plays to help bridge the financial gap, but they're struggling with that. They're going to have to eat it. Everybody eats a Taco Bell. Make a run for the border. We can't afford anything else. I mean, they are selling a bunch of gear, but nothing like, I said, like the Kentuckys and stuff sell. And, it, you know, if you go to Dick's Sporting Goods, you see Florida State and Florida, Miami, and all that kind of stuff. But you're not going to see Florida Gulf Coast. You're not going to see that, right? They might sell a few things now because of it. They probably don't even have enough T-shirts printed up in most of the stores. All right, I just thought that was pretty interesting. Just a fun little fact about what happens when you're Cinderella and you really can't afford the dress. You can't afford the freight, but all of a sudden you're at the dance and you got to figure out a way to scramble and cover yourself. All right, speaking of scrambling, we are scrambling our jets as we're getting ready to head down to the mail room and check the mailbag. Yes, it's that time.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We obviously paid our royalty rights to our voiceover guy who was very anxious. But we do have mail, and that's a good thing. We always have a lot of mail. Always. What a great audience this is. I think you think about things. I mean, even more than calling. It's very strange of all the... I know I say this at least once or twice a week, but of all the places that I've been on the air, I've never seen anything like it as far as the mail is concerned. All right, so let's see. Let's give you a couple of different ones. This one is from Dylan, and this is about gay marriage. And Dylan says, well, Kate, what I think about gay marriage, I think it's okay. It's really not an issue here in America. God created us all for a reason on this earth. And as being a Christian, I still stand by that there's always going to be haters who are going to hate on these gays and gay marriage to what I think. Just leave them alone. Let them be. If they're happy together, then they are happy together. That's them. If they are happy, good for them. People will just have to accept them sooner or later. It's not going away whatsoever on this earth. A lot of states have approved gay marriage in the United States, like, for example, California. Not California. They took it back. The Prop 8 thing, the gay marriage, that's what the fight in the Supreme Court is about. The first one, anyway. The first challenge, I should say. And a lot of others. I think all states should allow the gay marriage in 50 states in the United States, but this is just what I think. All right, so, you know, Dylan's saying, look, it's already here. It's, who cares? Why are we hating on these people? Forget it. Let them get married. It's like I've had three different friends who aren't really pro-gay marriage but sent me notes. One was this guy, John G. He sent me a note and said, let them just be as unhappy as the rest of us fighting for their marriage so they can get divorced and lose everything. I think the lawyers, they might not say that publicly, but how many lawyers, divorce lawyers, would want to see gay marriage? That means more clients. Because you have to figure there'd be turnover in that market. And, you know, there might be some people with a lot of money that they would have as possible clientele. Certainly most of them would never voice that fact. They wouldn't say, oh, yes, yes. I hope there's an increase. I hope that we have gay marriage because that means more clients. But if you think about it, who benefits from that? There are some industries that would actually benefit, including the wedding industry, because there would be all of a sudden this, especially in certain areas, there would be a rush, perhaps, of weddings, wedding cakes, and all that other nonsense. Here's the thing. California's going to get it back. I know it. So they're going to have to decide what they do. And on the DOMA thing, the Defense of Marriage Act, that's just, I think that's just going to go away. I think that goes away. So it kind of falls back on the states again. Let the states vote. It seems to have worked in some areas. A vote no, vote yes. What's the deal, you know? That might be what we see. The federal law trumps state law, theoretically, but I'm not so sure in this case what happens in June with these two decisions. All right, here's one from Jack listening to us in Illinois. And Jack says, Kate, I've written to you from time to time. I do enjoy the show. I like the fact that you don't beat the drum on one bloody subject. You are right about that. It probably cost you in the end, maybe, but the same old catcalls, screaming and yelling across white man radio is annoying. So you are a refreshing change, my dear. Don't let anyone mess around with that. Speaking of messing around, I'd have to say in the Adam Lanza situation, all the documents released about all of the weapons and things that he had and what he was involved with, he was obviously disturbed. His mother, I think, was in denial, God rest her soul. I don't believe she realized what a ticking time bomb she had on her hands, or she just ignored the factors because she had the red flags, Kate. She had them. If she saw that kind of collection in her house, even if she enjoyed guns and was an enthusiast as far as shooting and all that stuff, could she have thought all of that was normal? Would you think that's normal if that was your kid? Well, I would hope I would see the red flags and catch it, because then obviously she would be alive and those children would be alive and it'd be a whole different story. And in Newtown, Connecticut, you know, you can't go back in time, unfortunately, so there's no way to take it back. If anything, maybe people are more aware, maybe parents or teachers are more aware, but not ridiculous. You know, now that's the thing. It also creates hysteria where you have kids that do nothing and they come to school and, oh, they had a water gun in their backpack. That happened the other day, so they could send home a water gun. I mean, we used water guns all the time. Were we pointing guns to try to hurt somebody or thinking, oh, I wish this was a real gun and we want to shoot people? Of course not. And that's the problem. So then you get the hysteria. But you have to have your eyes wide open. I think if you're an educator now more than ever, you got to really pay attention to what's happening in the classroom. And that burden is already on. It's not about teaching so much anymore. It's about a lot of different things, and depending on the area where someone teaches. But Adam Lanza was a privileged kid. He grew up with some money. He definitely was living in a big house in a nice area in Connecticut, not far from Manhattan. He was living the life, supposedly, but he was not well. He was mentally disturbed, and whether she saw it or not, we'll never really know the answer to that question, other than some friends saying that she was concerned. This one comes to us from Bobby, who says, Kate, I heard a guest on your show. I thought he was terrific and you were good with him, where you were talking about what was going to happen with currency. And you've said for a long time about quantitative easing and you're not a big fan, because you certainly realize that we're printing money like it's going out of style, but we have nothing to back it up. And your guest, who was an economist, was talking about beware and silver, gold, other things, food, investing in things that you would need, because if you have everything in money, it certainly is very, very dangerous. Oh, yeah, I've talked about this. Cyprus is a warning, the bailouts, the bank deposits. You know, you look at the momentum, you look what's happening here, and it's not happening anytime soon. But you have to think the United States is in real danger of falling down that same rabbit hole eventually. Don't forget, you can hit us up on Twitter and Facebook at americatonight.net.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
All right, time for the numbers game we like to play here on America Tonight. You know what the numbers game is? The numbers game is this. Some of you are doing the bracket thing. So Marquette took care of Miami, 71-61. Ohio State in a tight game with Arizona. They pull it out, 73-70. Syracuse, the Orange Men, take care of the Hoosiers, 61-50. So a number one seed out of the tournament. Wichita State, poor little LaSalle. What a fun run it was for them that also ran school in Philadelphia. I had a cousin that went there and was sending me texts. LaSalle, my school, I can't believe it. My ghetto school is in. She kept texting that to me. But now they're out. So 72-58, once again, that was the fate that they suffered. It's been an interesting tournament if you've watched any of it. And, you know, I wasn't quite as into it as I have been in the past. I watched little bits here and there. And I guess, you know, sometimes maybe it's that you have to be an alum of the school or live in the area to really appreciate it. I like the Cinderella stories, though. And Florida Gulf Coast University, which I talked about their struggles before, they is to get the money raised because they don't have a big, giant pocket of gold somewhere to back them up with huge fans. But they have now some new fans, and they're taking on Florida. So, you know, that's like the powerhouse. Everybody knows Florida, the Gators. And who knows much about Florida Gulf Coast University, other than I think every man on the planet knows that the coach is married to a former Maxim model, and they keep showing, the camera keeps pointing wherever she is in the crowd. Oh, there it is. Let's go and find the wife. Let's go find Andy Enfield's wife. And they've done that a bunch when they've gone through this tournament. So it's kind of interesting, actually. All right, moving on to some other numbers. It is about the numbers. That's what We Can Count is, if you just tuned in. Hello, and welcome to the show. We kind of zig and zag in a few different directions. Jay Leno's ratings, despite all this nonsense with NBC, is he gone? Is Fallon in? Who screwed who over? Who leaked it? What is Jay Leno saying in his monologues to attack NBC? It's interesting. He's had a 7-week high in viewers, 3.52 million, and it keeps climbing. And especially, he's had a pretty high week, a couple of weeks, in the 18 to 49 demo, the younger demo that they say they're worried about with Jimmy Kimmel. And that's why it's time for Leno to go, because somebody is in the wings, and that would be Fallon, who's ready to take over, and then it would be Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel going up against each other, and, you know, who knows? He keeps making jokes about NBC, and the speculation is on, and who knows? Maybe they take him out sooner, and it's just crazy. Nothing that you would have expected from any of the Carson years. I mean, Carson was the king, right? There's no way they would have even thought of pushing him out. Even gently suggesting they got their heads bit off about possible retirement when it was time for him to retire. So that's been kind of a crazy sidebar story to all the nonsense that we're always complaining about in Washington. You know, as much as we'll rail on politics, and that's my passion, power to the people, speak out, you know, stand up for your liberties or else they'll be gone, and we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, and we don't want to see that happen, do we? I'm not looking to live anywhere else, but I'm not looking to see our country erode either. Sometimes, though, it's good to talk about other things, because that's the reason why we have these freedoms, so we can also enjoy life and enjoy the freedoms that we've been afforded, thanks to so many people who have fought wars and have done whatever they can to fend off enemies and to keep liberty alive here in the U.S. Oh, a little sidebar lecture. How about that? Obama pushing Congress to pass gun control legislation 100 days after Newtown. The president spoke at the White House with a lot of grieving mothers behind him, and he pushed Congress to get this reform through, saying, "We've cried enough. We've known enough heartbreak. If it's something that we are serious, we will do it. We need to do it." This was a sad story earlier in the day, but it turned out to have, you know, what one could only hope would be the ending that anyone would want if this were to happen. 20 L.A. detectives are hunting for two men who grabbed a 10-year-old girl from her bedroom before dawn and held her for 12 hours before dropping her off at a hospital. You have the LAPD commander who's just pleading with the public to try to find the guys. They say they thought the strangers took the girl to several locations in different cars. She was found with cuts and bruises on her face. She said she didn't know the men. She had been awake for most of her ordeal. So they're looking for surveillance cameras. They're checking sex offenders. They're digging any possible, you know, trying to dig up possible clues. And, you know, the stranger abduction thing is just sick and twisted. That your kid, I mean, do they know these people? It doesn't sound like it. That your kid is taken from a house. And then you, of course, you're thinking the worst, she's going to be killed and where is she and whatever. I mean, to be physically taken away and two people, so bold to do that. Oof. They reported her missing just before 4 a.m. and more than 11 hours later, someone recognized her from media reports. They spotted her outside of Starbucks and called the police, who were pretty close by, and they learned that she had been dropped off at a hospital a few blocks away, and she was wearing an oversized white t-shirt, and she was barefoot when they found her, and, you know, that kind of stuff, and, you know, just terrible. There were no signs of entry into the house, but a gate outside had been closed and was left open, and they think that's how they made their way through the back of the house, and obviously the victim of a serious crime and just a sick and twisted thing. Gang of Eight senators are on tour in Arizona. Why would they be there? Eight senators in Arizona. Think border. Think porous border, and you would be correct. So John McCain, Chuck Schumer, four of the senators leading the charge on immigration reform got a whole bunch when they went to Nogales, Arizona. A few steps away from where they stood with Customs and Border Patrol people, the problems were right there. They saw a woman who was sprinting out of Mexico, then climbing a security fence. She was caught by the Border Patrol within seconds. And they saw that it was 18 feet. She tried to get over, and that was that. So then now they know what they're dealing with if they've never seen that before. And, you know, this isn't the drug cartel people. This is the person trying to get a better life who tries to do that. The Border Patrol has 22,000 agents, give or take, and there's 651 miles of fence along the border, which is 1,969 miles long. What is the problem? 125 airplanes, 6 drones patrol the Mexican frontier. Lots of apprehensions, but they're down from their peak. They're down 78% from their peak in 2000. What is the answer? And can this lame duck Congress, although they shouldn't really be lame ducks, ever come up with a solution to the problem that we face here in the United States with illegal immigration?
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.